Life is Going to Kill Me podcast.
The podcast where me and my friends talk about the number one thing that makes our wives want to kill us. Toy collecting.
Shut up!
With Travis Bowles.
I am looking at you two fat bastards right now, and I'm like, there's no way people in America are going hungry.
Well, my son told me today that he didn't like hot dogs. How could you not like wieners? You just keep the wieners coming. What any chance?
Pete McCarthy.
Comes with two sets of hands, because sometimes you need gloves, sometimes you don't. The AIDS epidemic in Africa, hunger in the United States, and not having spare hands.
I just want to destroy villages, and that's all I've ever wanted to do.
And your host, Steve Bisciotti.
Chicks love to show their body off. It's the only thing they got nowadays. But she was married to Roger Rabbit, so she had his last name. She obviously wasn't going to hyphenate because she's a real woman.
So what if my favorite toys just happen to be half-naked muscular men? Episode 138 of the My Wife is Gonna Kill Me podcast. Here we go again. This is awesome. I'll tell you what, I'm on a roll today. Things are going good for the Bisciotti family. Me, myself. I've turned another pinnacle in my career. We'll talk about it in a little bit. But before we do that, as everybody knows, I don't do the show alone, so we got to talk about the other two guests, or the other two hosts, the best two co-hosts a host could have. They're also here. Travis Bowles is here. How are you, Trav?
Great.
Next to him and across from me is Pete McCarthy. What's going on, Pete?
Not a ton. Getting into soccer season.
Soccer.
Every Saturday, three games. It's going to be a long spring, as usual. But we're doing well. How's Steven doing? Obviously, you're doing great. Things are happening. I love that. We're happy for you.
Yeah, went to basically just got offered a new job. By the time this airs, I will have accepted it. I did not accept it because, you know, I don't want to look like a job slut. So I was like, I gotta think about this for a little more bit. I'll call you tomorrow.
Don't want to seem too eager.
Yeah. I want to make feel like not just everybody gets me.
Right.
You know? And it looks like I'll be leaving a 19-year gig at a city I started out as a 21-year-old dumb kid and picked up some things along the way, and now I'm at the top of that department there, and now I'll be leaving it behind, and it's kind of weird.
Well, it's definitely bittersweet, I'm sure.
Yeah. Know? New opportunity that I couldn't turn down, but it is weird to leave a place that you've been to. I mean, I spent more awake hours there sometimes, I think, than I did at my own house. So, things new on the horizon. Hoping it'll be, I won't be plowing snow anymore and stuff. So, I think my winters will be a little bit less, hectic.
That's good.
Yeah. Yeah, maybe we can do some more podcasting. Maybe we can do some more Patreon stuff.
Yeah.
I love that idea.
Yes, sir. So
how long do you think before we go full Patreon?
Full Patreon?
Yeah, like to the point of where we're like, you don't get to hear a thing unless you pay for it.
I don't think so.
The only thing that a non-paying person will hear is, hey, make sure you check out our Patreon page for this episode where we talk about, well, if you want to know, pay some money, bitches.
I don't think we're ever going to go full Patreon. Like they said in Tropic Thunder.
Tropic Thunder.
You never go full retard.
Never go full Patreon.
Never go full Patreon. So.
So there's a big, huge thing going on in our country right now. And it's the dumbest, stupidest, most ridiculous thing I've ever heard in my entire life.
Tell me about it.
Paper straws. Okay? Because we're worried about sea turtles getting something in their nostril or some shit. And I look at this and I go, okay, paper straws, blah, blah, blah. We're saving the environment, earth, whatever. And then I look at this box of Starburst. Box of Starburst. I open up the box of Starburst to open up the bag of Starburst, then to have to individually unwrap a Starburst. And you're telling me that the waste is the straws?
Yeah, well.
You know, come on, guys.
When did you experience a paper straw?
The yard sale underwear show before MesquiteCon.
Oh, okay. I remembered you bitching about a paper straw.
Yeah. It was like a wet noodle in my mouth.
When we were down in Florida, Travis, we were experiencing a lot of that, weren't we?
Fucking
when we
yuppies.
Went out to dinner and stuff, because, you know, Florida, they're all like, oh, we're on the ocean. We got to be all, like, ocean safe. And
I don't remember.
You don't remember? Seems like we went somewhere where that they actually had, like, steel straws or something that were, they were reusable. They'd wash them.
Beyonce demands titanium straws.
Beyonce does?
Yeah.
Oh, she needs titanium.
Right.
I guess.
So.
I don't wonder what the difference, huh? Strange.
Yeah. My wife has some. They're cheap.
Titanium?
Mm-hmm. Titanium straws. They're cheap.
Maybe that's what they had at the restaurant. Yeah, I called them steel. Maybe they were titanium. All right. So, let's do an episode. Travis, do we got any toy news?
We do. Before we do that, you know what? I want to say thanks to those Patreon supporters.
Hell yeah, we do.
Yeah.
And to do that, what we've decided we're going to do, we are going to do a we're going to do a little raffle. And they didn't know about this. They had no idea, but we're pretty much, we got all their names wrote down. We have 18 supporters right now for our Patreon account. And we included everybody in this. Didn't matter if they're donating $1 or they're donating $10.
Or hand jobs.
Yeah, but everybody's in. So pretty much I got all the names wrote down, which we are going to even read those names at the end of this podcast to say thank you. But right here at the beginning, I want you guys to help me figure out who's going to get a gift.
And all right, what are we doing?
Are we going to install the gift? Are we going to reveal the gift?
Or just send them a surprise package? I'm going to tell you what. It'll be a little box, and we'll see what we can fit in it. But I guarantee there will be a Mythic Legion figure in that box.
Whoa! Four Horsemen Mythic Legion. That's awesome.
Yep, it's happening.
So what are we basing this on? Face, body, hair, looks, style? The way that they contribute to the Facebook page? What are we doing here?
I actually wrote all their names down on a list and put a number by their name.
That doesn't seem as fun at all, but okay.
Well, herein lies the problem. You know, some of these people we know very well. Some of them we don't know very well at all. Some of them we know really well, like Dave Bond, but we've never actually met the guy. Unfortunately, if you go by looks, it's Mike Smith all day. He's got the most beautiful beard you've
really
ever seen.
You really have a thing for that guy.
I always
you brought
have.
That up.
I tell
more
him
than
and
once.
His wife that. My wife knows that. He's a good-looking cat. You know what I mean? So he's like all American, like just straight up, you know, so it'd be hard. You know?
I think I might have to go with Eric Bertram.
Really?
Based on how hot his wife was.
Yes, I'll give you that. So, but as far as, you know, in the moment, Rob Yeomans, if you on hilarity, that dude freaking kills me, man.
Good guy, yep.
You know, really so funny. Guy. And Dave Bond, man, he is so much fun to play with. And he is one of the guys, and we've never even met him. Super excited, to, you know, because he's coming to Tulip City.
Yeah.
And we're...
I'm excited because I can actually talk to him.
Right. Well, you could talk to him, but you're a bitch, so...
Well, that's true.
But I'm actually going to see Infinity War with him. It's going to be super exciting.
What?
I have to work Thursday, so I can't go to the premiere night with you guys. I have to go on Friday.
I thought tickets were sold out.
Oh my gosh, you're one of those.
I don't know. I saw something on Facebook. I didn't read it all.
Yes, the original tickets are all sold out, but what do movie theaters do?
Open up more theaters.
Yes.
That's stupid.
How do you feel after you spend 10 grand?
15, I heard, dude. 15? Yeah. What in the world?
So is
so how much did you spend on yours, Steve?
No, I haven't. Is Infinity War Tulip City Week?
Yeah.
He traded a Hulkbuster hot toy for
so
it.
So when are we going to see it?
We haven't actually discussed it at all. I do want to go see it opening night. I'm not saying I have to go see it opening night, though.
That's a Thursday, right?
Yeah. The problem is, and we all know this. I mean, it's you don't go see it opening night.
you better stay off Facebook.
Yeah. And, I mean, I got to work the next day. Well, and they people
already
are gonna
have to stay off Facebook, apparently. Is that real? Is there really
a leak? No, supposedly there really is a leak. But it's not the movie. I think it's a synopsis of, like, the end. But I had somebody reach out to me the other day that, you know, was like, hey, dude, I know I got a really great spoiler for the movie if you want to know it. And I'm like, CB, no. Listen, I want to be a kid, man.
Right.
And I'm not, you know, it's funny, like horror movies, Hellboy would even be a good example. Dude, you can spoil all that shit all you want. I don't even care. These Marvel movies.
Do not ruin this for me.
They are so good. I do not want them ruined.
I learned my lesson when Kyle ruined Rogue One for me.
Yep, because he's got a guy on the inside.
Yeah.
And he sent that Vader scene to me, and I was like, oh, I'm just going to look at it. And I didn't know it. I mean, then when I saw the movie, I'm like, this is the Vader scene.
Yeah.
This is,
yeah.
Whoa. Here, yeah. You know, Dave no. Hunt's over there crying, and I'm like, yeah, I saw that
already on a shitty little iPhone. Yeah. Yeah, no, so... We'll see. We got to talk about it, of course, and figure out what's going to happen. It's one of those things that we're also excited about and everything. Man, it's Tulip. It's next week, you know, and
wow, it is.
Oh shit! I really got to get to work.
Yeah, you got to get some shit done.
Yeah.
Next week.
Are you staying Saturday night with us?
I think Courtney did get a room.
Okay.
Okay, so let's do this. Let's get moving on this. Okay. Yes. All right. So. Pete has already kind of seen the list, so I think I'm going to say that I want Steve to pick the numbers. And all he's got to do is pick one number, 1 through 18.
1 through 18. I'm going to pick number 11.
You know, after our Patreon episode, you should have picked number 2.
That's a good one. That is a good one.
Hey, you want to know what that inside joke was? Pony up, bitches!
Michael Redding.
Yay!
Ooh, Michael Redding.
Michael Redding.
Okay, this could be a serious issue. Because you've seen how that dude collects.
I kind of like the idea.
Handing him a Mythic Legion.
I kind of like
this. This is taking a crackhead and putting a needle at H in his fucking arm, dude.
Exactly. I like it a lot. So, we'll see what happens. You guys know from listening to this podcast, that's one of the things we love. We love turning you guys on to things we love. Right. And, well, here you go. Here you go.
Michael Redding. Congratulations, man.
Yep, congratulations. You can thank me. I picked you.
All right, so moving on. Toy drama. Got some interesting things. Oh, my gosh. Courtney told me you say interesting all the time, and I catch myself even in, like, conversation. I'm like, you know what's really interesting? I'm like, yes.
You know what's really interesting? I use big words. I've got a college degree.
Like, interesting. All right, so here's a little fun one. Michigan Toy Traders. It's a group that we have. We've talked about it before. Don't ask to join if you don't live in Michigan. We're not going to allow you.
And if you ask to join and you're in Michigan, but we cannot identify that you're from Michigan in your profile, we're not going to let you in. Sorry. Yeah.
Sorry.
So if you try to request permission with your daughter's Facebook, who's 13... we're going to not let you in. So, sorry.
If you have 4 friends, you're probably not going to get let in.
If your name's Richard and you're blonde with a huge rack, we're not going to let you in.
If you claim that there's a cop looking for you somewhere, we might kick you out.
What do you know? Here you go. A member
at some point, we've got to fucking talk about that toy drama.
Michigan Toy Traders posted,
maybe,
if I upset anyone, I am really sorry, Brian J. I saw a couple Michigan collectors this weekend that looked upset at myself. I will see everyone at Motor City. John Bowles. Bowles. Bowles.
Bowles? Is he a buddy of yours? Family member?
I actually really like John.
It's got a W.
It's got a W.
Oh, okay.
He's a G.I. Joe collector. He collects a lot of different stuff, but he's a real good guy. About what?
What in the fuck is wrong with you, John?
Brian J. comes back. I'm not sure, John. If I pissed anyone off, I'm sorry. I assume it's because I am really socially liberal, and they are hardcore Republicans.
Wait a minute. So is liberal inept? Is that what that means? Socially inept?
I don't know.
Okay.
John said,
I'm inept, so I don't know.
John said, okay, dot, 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 dot.
Oh, my God. I just...
Doesn't this go on forever?
That ends. This was a new post.
Oh, this is recent.
Yes, this was a new one, yeah. Yep, this was after Celebration.
Wow.
Yep.
Histoplasmosis psychosis. So that's what's going on there.
Also, and Michigan Toy Traders.
No idea what you said, but okay.
That's the medical term for batshit crazy.
Ernest Vega.
I like him.
He's a good guy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep. He posted a picture and said, too soon. And it is a picture. Would you like to describe that, Stephen?
What this is here is there is a famous cathedral, Notre Dame. You probably heard that.
Did the hunchback make it?
Yeah, no, he lived there though in the bell tower. Mm-hmm. And anyways, yeah, it burned down. But apparently, according to this picture, it was burnt down because one of the Game of Thrones dragons torched it. And it is
that
awesome.
That is
this picture.
That's hilarious.
Shows the dragon just unleashing its fiery fury on.
So this was posted at 12:30 a.m. in Michigan Toy Traders. Too soon. First comment, Jeff Haldsworth, yes.
Too soon because of how close it was to the episode, people haven't seen it? Or too soon because they feel it's blasphemous?
Blasphemous would be okay.
Because I'm thinking all these people are like now praying. Well, maybe you should have prayed it never caught on fire.
So. Paul Bertera then says, yeah, that's bull. It was Cersei with wildfire. Don't blame the damn dragons.
Oh, that makes me LOL.
David McKinley. Yes, it is. Paul Bertera then comes back. Hey, nobody died, and if the priests hadn't diddled so many kids... The dragon.
How did I miss this post?
I'll tell you why. The dragons wouldn't have attacked.
Oh boy.
David
that
McKinley.
Makes my heart so happy.
David McKinley. Fucking clowns out. Paul Bertera. Dragons hate pedophiles. Do you have a problem with that? And at that point, I pulled the post.
Oh.
Paul is the new Jet Li. Just karate chopping people out of nowhere.
Oh, boy.
I just, you know, while I found it amusing and everything.
Oh, because I would have pissed gasoline on that fight.
Right. It's in Michigan Toy Chairs is not the place. If they would have posted that in our support group, gold, you know? I mean, gold. People would have been offended. I mean, you know, but. Not, you know. Right. Anyway. So, yeah. Yeah. Any thoughts on that, Steve?
As a Catholic, I should be offended, but it's funny.
So, one of my comic buddies posted, so, if it's black smoke, does that mean the new Pope's African-American? And I was like,
jeez.
I thought that was funny.
This is something that slipped through the cracks that I wanted to make sure we discussed.
Okay.
Toy Wizards review of Plastic Crack toy documentary by Guillermo Olivia.
Olivo. Who's that guy? He sounds hot.
This was done by Lauren Stone 1 month ago. We discussed this personally between ourselves, but we did not do it on the podcast, and it needs to be done.
It needs to be done.
Yeah. So, Toy Wizards, it's kind of like a new, I want to say new, but I think it's relatively new. It's just like a toy review group on Facebook. It'd be, you know, anyone could start something like that. And but they got knowledge. They're toy people, and I've read stuff on there and really enjoyed it. All right. And Lauren Stone is kind of cute, so for a nerdy chick. So I like to watch her videos every once in a while.
Really? I don't know what she looks like.
So goes into explaining about the, you know, documentary. Actually says some really great stuff about it. She says, talks about it, follows Irvin, trying to protect his collection from her hurricane. Plot B follows 80 Toys collector and YouTube personality Justice Curry as he discusses his former alcoholism, relationships with his wife and two beautiful children, and his current involvement in the toy collecting community. He also shares how his toy collecting fixation replaced and the fixation with alcohol and gave him a new group of friends. Okay? That's us, by the way, I think. We're the new group of friends.
Really? We're friends?
I think.
All right.
I'm not if you did the same thing that fucking Joe.
Then she goes on to talk about some things that she didn't like. And one, she complains about the music, which I didn't even really notice. I'm not a music guy, though, so anyway.
I kind of liked most of the music in that.
Anyway, yeah.
But I didn't, it wasn't like it didn't
detract from it or pull you in either. I mean,
yeah, it was kind of. Sometimes I noticed. Actually, the music I noticed the most is during our scene, which was perfect because it's like silly, slapsticky, stupid.
Yeah,
makes us really look dumb, which is appropriate.
So here's where it gets interesting. Her last thing, her last point, number three, was the male-centered focus.
Oh,
yes, the documentary had commentary from Claire, Vicky, and Summer. Yes, those women vaguely discussed their partners and their feelings about their collecting, but ultimately, the show not only had that "what does your wife think of this" question that makes me cringe, but it had a little bit of the boys' club stink on it as well, especially when we segued into sitting in with the "My Wife is Going to Kill Me" podcast members.
Ooh.
Don't get me wrong, they were super cool, and all of their talking points were highly valid, but by displaying a separation, you're creating a separation. If a woman comes from a place of direct speaking and authority and love for her toys, she's no different than a man unless you are making her so.
Where was the commentary in Plastic Crack that said that a woman's different than a man? Did you guys see it anywhere?
We're not married to those toy collectors. We're married to our wives who don't collect. The whole premise of "My Wife is Going to Kill Me," it's because they don't do what we do and they want to kill us for what we do. And yes, I'm sorry that it's male-centered, but so is toy collecting. Now, if it was crocheting, not only would it be centered around women, it'd be centered around old women. Would you be upset? Well, I can't believe there's only one 22-year-old male. Well, that's because that's Ethel's grandson, and he's a flaming gay homo.
Yeah, sorry. And I don't think the review would be, yeah, this crocheting show has a little bit of the girls' club stink on it.
Yeah.
Why is the boys' club stink? Do we not shower?
Well,
that might be true. But seriously,
we all wipe before we shower. We made that abundantly clear on the Patreon episode.
Exactly. No, but I mean, why is that such a negative thing? Now, Guillermo flew around the freaking country trying to find women collectors. The ones he found, he went and he put on the show.
We also know that a very large part of why he came here, was because of Claire.
Yeah.
And she's the one that has the photo in the article. Well, I don't think that's very fair. Why did you pick the one woman? That's biased. You only create a separation when you create a separation. And you created a separation by choosing Claire to be photographed.
There is no way that Guillermo would ever purposely try to keep a woman collector or anybody out of this whole thing. That's not his point. It's a non-issue. It's something that's not there that she's making an issue out of that is absolutely not there. It's like saying, why do all these, we're doing a documentary on penises and there's only one girl in there that has a penis.
You know what is interesting too about this, because she obviously says some really nice stuff.
She does.
Yep. Not only about the show, but also even us. I mean,
then she ruins it by continuing to open her mouth like a regular woman always does. It was cute for a minute. Shut the fuck up.
But really, where this all comes from
is... That wasn't me, people. That was Pete.
Oh, you'd be so pretty if it weren't for your fucking mouth screwing it up. Shut up.
Really, where this comes from is how she reads the name of our podcast. And I think that's really what I think bothered her.
I don't even understand how she's getting to where she's getting from the name of our podcast. I don't even know where she's getting.
Well, because what she's saying is that dudes... their wife want to kill him because they collect toys. Well, some wives collect toys as well.
Yeah, those wives don't want to kill their husbands. But they want to kill them because they're raging alcoholics. Or they don't have a job. Or they caught them finger banging their little sister. So those are the reason those guys are going to get killed by their wives.
So the three guys that decided to make this podcast...
Yes.
...happened to be married to three women. Well, how do we fix that? When we decided to call this, be like, yeah, we can't have it. My wife is going to kill me. What? Or should we have found a girl to get on the show to have my spouse is going to kill me? Is that what we have to do nowadays?
Travis's wife enjoys making jewelry and selling them at shows. Travis doesn't do that because he's not into that. Heidi's not mad. My wife loves to scrapbook. I don't scrapbook. She doesn't get mad. She goes and does her thing and she scrapbooks. I don't get angry. Courtney loves to travel away from you to every place that she possibly can, as long as you're not there. And that's okay. You know?
That's not entirely true. She misses me. She misses me a lot when I'm not around.
Yeah, you know, she does. I don't know if you remember. I just listened to the last episode, the 20th episode.
Yeah, the wife's episode.
And that was one of the questions on there. Vernetta asked the girls, how do you feel about these guys leaving for the weekends? You know, and everything. And I remember Amanda's like, whatever, you know. And
Amanda's like, I just make sure he leaves me batteries.
And I think Heidi was like,
yeah,
let him go get his.
I get a bath.
Yeah, let him go get his itch. She actually said something along those lines, like, which for not. Yes, you're right, exactly. And if I remember right, Courtney was actually the one that kind of said,
yeah, she misses me.
Yeah, she misses.
She misses me and my hog.
Our wives are like, get out of here.
I mean, wouldn't you guys miss me? What?
There was a great meme the other day that I saw, and it makes me think of this, where it's two guys hugging, and it says, who's going to make us sandwiches? And then it's two girls hugging, and they say, what are we going to do with all these sandwiches?
She does say some good stuff about us, though, right?
She did. You know, she did.
Why did she have to ruin it by inserting her opinion on an agenda that doesn't exist?
It's a popular thing to do.
Yeah, but the other side of that, too...
If fuck you, Travis. There's no other side. You're wrong.
Are you mad or did he fart? Are we talking about what he said?
No,
I'm
mad.
What he said, I can't tell. When he just out of the blue says "fuck you, Travis," I'm like, did he fart?
No, he did not fart. No, he's getting ready to defend this woman after he went to all these lengths to get me fired up in the other direction. Now he's going to go, well, you know, I can see where she's going, probably. With her having swollen labia, they tend to get together. They menstruate, they bleed at the same time, and she might have been shedding her uterine lining while she wrote this. We'll never know. That's why I say fuck you, Travis.
I love the stink on this boy's blood.
Yes, and half the time because of Travis, there is a stink on this boys' club.
Moving on to the support group. We had some people that asked to join.
And he didn't even have a varying opinion. He just did that to fire us off.
Ingar Hakkinson. Ingar Hakkinson.
I love how he took like a Nordic Viking name, and he's like, he said it like Asian.
I don't know what he's doing. Come on.
Steve Bisciotti.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you. Thank you very much.
Tied up with me now, Steven.
This next one is actually from Michigan Toy Traders, but I just thought it was so funny that I thought I should share it with you guys.
Okay.
The only thing we ask in Michigan Toy Traders is, do you live in Michigan, and can we determine that from your profile?
Easy peasy.
That's it. I'm not interested in this. Please don't add me. My mistake. Sorry.
Did you add her?
That would have been funny.
You so should have had to add her. And then you should have welcomed. Hey, we'd like to welcome so-and-so. Super excited about having you in the group.
That's funny. Oh, yeah. Oh, and that wraps up toy drama.
Only one in the support group?
Only one. Yeah, it was a quiet one. Couple little quick things for toy news. Mythic Legions. Couple things happened. One, they've shipped all of 2.0 and the All-Star Waves. They also came out with a big message about, hey, any quality control issues, we're going to start tackling those now. Because I don't know if you guys have ever noticed, but when there's quality issues, and it's very limited in the Mythic Legions run, people get very upset that how long it takes to get responses from them.
Right.
And it's a very small number of people that have issues, but their voices can be very loud online. And I get it. You know, you order toys, you wait a year for them to come, they come, and a piece is missing or something. I understand why people are upset about it.
Can you imagine if you're not like us, though? Let's say you're one of these people out there, normal people, who maybe that's all they can afford is one Mythic Legion.
Mm.
You can get your one Mythic Legion in the mail, and there's something wrong with it.
Yeah.
That would be, with us, we always order more than one.
Yeah.
And we're like, yeah, there's plenty of other ones I can mess with until this one gets, but...
Yeah.
You know, that, I mean, I'm not saying that that gives them the right to be an ass.
No.
I'm just saying I could feel where that would be, like, a much bigger deal.
Yes.
You know?
And yeah. I totally get that. I mean, I totally get it. From everything I've heard, it sounds like they take care of people, but it is, it's time, you know? I mean, it's not like, I mean, it's not a huge company, and it's they sent out a lot of toys.
Yep.
Yep. So, also in regards to the Four Horsemen, they just announced a new pre-order.
Yeah, the bastards.
Wasteland.
And they give us that, and that's awesome. It.
Next Friday, I think.
Oh, is it that close? Oh.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure they said that it's going to be starting real soon. So hopefully we'll get a little bit more information we can share with you guys. Obviously, we are going to try and crawl right up inside Corn Boy's butt and get that info and maybe try and even get him to come on and share that with us. But we're excited.
We are excited. Always excited to see what they got to come up, what they come up with. You guys expecting the horse to be in there?
I do think one horse will be in there for sure.
Yeah, that's kind of what I'm expecting and hoping.
Yep.
That'll be awesome.
Yeah, so we'll see, of course.
Yeah.
I want to add to this real briefly. I would love Wasteland. I would love to see what they've done with the some of these characters beat up. Like, I think of Wasteland, and I kind of think, post-battle, and, this epic war just happened, so, you know, they're people are scarred up, and their armor's banged up, and there's blood splatter, and scuffs, and I just kind of, there's something about when I read Wasteland, I kind of hoped that there'd be something like that.
Yeah.
You know, I think that'd be kind of fun, you know?
Yeah.
So.
I don't know why I think of Atreyu and his horse stuck in the mud. That's Wasteland. To me,
I've blocked that from my memory, so
that's one of my happiest memories.
Well, that's I'm sad for you, Steven.
I was like, this is a great movie, and I'm watching it, and I'm happy. Actually, that movie's lackluster to me. Is that bad to say?
Oh, Justin just cut himself.
Justin would, yeah, he has a problem with that, but that movie's okay. I don't think it's the epic thing everybody makes it out to be.
I hated it.
Well, the part that pissed me off is it was so misleading because it ended.
You know what I mean? We should still be watching that damn thing.
Right. You know what I mean?
Travis, are you doing something over there for the podcast? Or? Yeah.
No, I'm ready.
You're ready.
I'm ready.
Thanks, UPS guy!
Thanks for nothing. I got nothing, fellas. You guys are going to have to carry this one.
All I got is a loot crate. I'm fucking Poverty Pete, man. Are you kidding me?
Do you have something, Trav?
I might have picked up a few toys.
All right. Pete is opening up his... Blue crate box.
I got a Lost in Space mission log.
Should this be spoiler alert for anybody else that has a loot crate?
No. A t-shirt, as always. It's the X-Files.
The X-Files? X-Files blows.
You don't like the X-Files?
Eh.
I've always wanted to go back and watch it. I've never watched it.
You don't like it?
I don't think I ever took the time to watch it because I did thought it blew.
I got a washcloth, an alien washcloth. For your butt crack.
That would be nice. That's a great washcloth for your butt crack. You don't want to use a white washcloth.
No, uh-uh. Pin.
Pin?
Pin.
I have no idea what this pin is, but it's a rocket going around the moon.
A 3D comic stander of Captain Marvel. Ooh. Open it up and see what we see. Captain Marvel.
Ooh, yeah, look how good she flies.
Pretty good. All right, that's what I got.
Thanks.
Do you guys know anybody that... your family saw Captain Marvel, right?
Yeah.
Did your family go see it yet?
No.
Shazam?
No.
We didn't talk about Shazam. I loved Shazam.
We'll talk about Shazam at this. No Shazam for you?
No Shazam for me.
But who went saw from your family?
Shazam?
Yeah.
Piper, Pearson, and Amanda Knight.
Okay. Well, that'll be kind of a fun story. We'll get to that. I want to talk about the kid aspect of both of those movies.
Yeah.
All right.
So what'd you get?
So I went on a big pick.
That's right.
A super secretive big pick.
Super secretive big pick.
Didn't even tell us about it.
Until 3 days before I left.
Right.
Yes. Yep. Which then I told you guys it's a big secret.
Right.
And then what happened?
I talked about it on the headset, so But I did not, I did not give any other details. He was like, and one of the guys on the headset said, "Hey, you're going. He's going with so and so, isn't he?" And I said, "I cannot confirm or deny that." But yeah. he knew. You know what I mean?
He knew.
So
I'm still keeping the secret. All
right. Yeah, not me.
I still haven't told anybody.
He's going to lose a lot of secrets if I don't get a fucking better answer back about this G.I. Joe.
So Justin reached out to me, and insatiable Justice Curry said, "Hey, Trav.
Is it YouTube sensation or YouTube? What do the articles say?
They call them YouTube
personality.
Personality, yeah. I don't think he's quite a sensation yet.
Right. Well, he barely has a personality. So,
Justin said, "Hey, I got this pick. I want you to go with me. You split it 50-50 or whatever, and I need you to drive. Either that, or we got to rent a U-Haul." I go, "Okay, where is it?" "Canada."
"Oh, Canada."
13-hour drive.
The land of Nickelback, Justin Bieber, and ham on your quarter pounders at Mickey D's.
Where Nikolai Volkoff is from.
North of Vermont. Okay, north of Vermont, like Quebec. I'm talking like Vermont, America.
Does he have an accent?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah?
Dude, he's French.
French, huh?
He was full-on French.
Oui, oui.
Jean.
Oui.
Yep. You know, we set it up. Everything's a go. The guy had sent pictures. It was some good stuff. The guy said he had a lot of stuff. We get there. He's got a lot of stuff. 12-hour drive. We leave at, like, oh, it was about 12, 13 hours. So we get to this guy's house at 8:30 at night. And we weren't actually going to be able to go until the morning, but I go, "Justin, we're going to roll in early just to see if we can get in early." "Okay, yeah." So the guy said, "Yeah, we can make it work." Okay. Now here's the situation. The guy, him and his old lady are separated. He's moving into a new place, needs money for a down payment, he needs cash, all that stuff. Okay. And limited room, I think, too. But so we get a hold of him. He says, "Yeah, come over tonight." 12:30 in the morning, we get done. Now, here's what I want people to understand, because I get this a lot, even from my wife. You can't trust Justin. You can't trust Justin. How are you going to make sure this is fair? So, I'm going to tell you, Justin was absolutely amazing on this trip. He was, "Dude, how you want to do it?" And I said, "Well, we'll take a shelf, and we'll go, you pick one, I pick one. You pick one, I pick one." Now, there were certain things I had no interest in, and I said, "Justin, you can have all that." And a lot of it was high dollar stuff too, but it just didn't fit completed Legos, the Lego Death Star. Right. What am I gonna do with that? You know?
Right.
Justin is going to break the whole thing apart and sell it. I'm way too lazy to even do that.
Why would you take it apart?
So you could ship it.
Oh.
And a lot of Lego collectors, like Justin told me, like there was like two or three Legos he was gonna keep for himself. He's going to take them apart and rebuild them because he would never display a Lego thing that someone else built. What do you think about that?
That's stupid because someone else built it anyways. Someone else had to build it and make the freaking instructions so you can build it. It's someone else's work anyways. All you did is look at the stupid pictures and put this brick on that brick. It's like tracing. It's like tracing someone's art and then saying, "I drew this." It's bullshit. You given a kit with all the pieces. You might as well just throw it on a shelf and say, "That's cool. Whoever the engineer guy that put that together is freaking amazing." I get you. There's no like personal like value. "Ooh, I built this. I was smart enough to look at the picture and know that you put this 3-hole one on the 4-hole one." That's just it. It's retarded.
I applaud him for having a sense of pride.
He really just wanted to find a way to go against what I said.
I had to go point counterpoint.
So we go through this lot, and there is almost every toy we like is there. Okay, which really
every toy we like is there.
I mean, except for Mythic Legions,
no turtles. Though you said right,
we'll see. What,
you let him take the turtles, didn't you?
Well, it was 50-50. So here's what happens, though. We're going through this, and this guy has some beautiful vintage G.I. Joe vehicles sitting there, and a bunch of them. And some boxed as well, but he's got a lot of open ones. And Justin goes, man, these are absolutely beautiful. You know, and he goes, well, yeah, because I bought them in the box and opened them like a year ago. So there's a hydrofoil sitting there. What do you think a boxed hydrofoil goes for?
$750.
Yeah, it's a $500 to $800 piece. Yeah.
And the only reason I get is I saw one because I was actually looking the other day on eBay, and I saw one for $750.
Yeah, so. Yeah. And not only that, he lives in Canada. Yeah. Shipping up there is ridiculous. So
yeah,
this,
you get socialized healthcare. That's a good trade.
Yeah. So this dude is paying top dollar because the boxes that he got, too, were always beautiful.
Pristine.
Yeah, they were always beautiful. Top dollar, and then he was just opening them like a kid, man. Like a kid.
That's awesome.
I don't know if I applaud him or think he's...
It's hard, you know. What you do know? You do? You know, because me,
there's a part
I'm like,
of me that's like, yeah, man, screw it,
open them.
You did it, man.
Yeah.
And then there's a part of me that's like, oh man, shouldn't you have got one with a beat up box at least?
Did you ask him? So, would you have opened that in hindsight if you were getting divorced in a year?
Yeah, just start beating him up,
right,
dude? You didn't see any
man,
problems.
I'm so pumped that you're coming. I'm so glad your life's falling apart, buddy.
Guys,
thanks for calling,
guys. We're getting along fine when you did this. I mean, it's just been a year. There was no telegraphing going
on.
So
when I told Steve this story, Steve had a real good comment. Steve goes, "Don't you hate how many times we hear this where a guy has to give up his collection because his wife is kicking him out or blah 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 and all this?" And I go, yeah, dude, but I'm looking at the toys. This guy only been collecting for about 4 or 5 years, and he spent a lot of money. Yeah. You know, so sometimes I'm like...
Well, it just always happens. It's either guns,
all right,
or it's a Harley, or it's toys. Women don't have anything. They're really they're smart.
All they have is half your stuff.
Yeah, they have haircuts, they have hair colorings, they got nails done, they got all this bullshit that you can't get money back
from. You better fucking believe I can.
You're gonna get those haircuts back?
I'm getting 5 of those fingernails. I'll bring the pliers. So,
yeah, we'll see what the judge says about that. What did you do with your wife, with your life, woman?
I gave up a lot of sex, and I took care of some kids, and I went into the salon a lot.
What'd you do? I built this monstrous collection with my bare hands. I go into work every day.
Well, some of them I bought were already built, but I disassembled them and put them back together.
Yeah, well, half of that shit's yours, you dummy. I should play golf.
Yeah.
I should play golf. I don't want to play golf, but I should play golf. You can never get the golf games back.
Right.
You can never get that shit back. I should be a sports enthusiast and go to sports games. You can't get half of a sports game you saw 2 years ago.
I don't think you need to prepare for divorce.
I'm not going to get divorced.
Oh, hey, no,
she loves me, and I love her.
Pillow.
See, I have a good relationship with my wife.
Yeah, you don't need to prepare for it, so don't worry about it.
But there's a lot of suckers out there that need to freaking figure this shit out, because they're in trouble.
They should be golfing.
That's right.
Amanda stood in my back room last week when we were reorganizing all the toys.
Yeah.
And she looks at me and she goes, "What the hell am I going to do with this if you die?"
That just came to her. She's so out of the loop.
She had no fucking idea how much I had. No idea. So,
great lot. Amazing. Spent a lot of money. Drove back. Got back to Justin's at 1:30 in the morning. Unloaded his half. Left Justin's. And about 2 weeks prior, our good friend Joe Crazy Bill had reached out to me. And Joe is... He's not out of the toy game. He keeps saying that, but he is definitely downsizing. Getting a new house, you know, got some bills to pay.
Building like a nice,
beautiful
house,
yep.
On the lake,
yeah.
Like got, moving on up.
And room is going to be an issue because they're going to have to sell their house. He's got a bunch of stuff he's got to do, and he's just trying to get it all. So Bill calls me, and we talk about a number, and we come to a pretty good thing. Well, I mean, but so it's hard because Bill knows how I do business. You know, I'm like, hey, dude, I got no problem spending a lot of cash, but there's got to be a lot of product. And I know Bill has that, but you don't quite grasp what someone really has. And Bill is a hardcore collector. He is a whale, but you don't know that because we don't go to his house You know, when we go to his house, usually pick him up at the door kind of thing. And he's not sending out tons of pictures or taking Justice Curry, you know, YouTube videos of his collection.
Stroke me, stroke me.
Yes, that's not Bill, okay?
Right.
Yeah. You know, so,
and he would go out and buy 20 of the same figure, go home, rip them all open, and throw them into bins for customs.
Exactly.
This is what's going to be awesome. Bill had this littler house. This is his original house. Now he's building a much larger house. And so Bill always had space issues. He never had really good spots to display things or even probably store a lot of the stuff he had. And now, once this was all dust settled, the house is built, the paint's dry, he's in, he's going to have a lot more space.
Yeah.
He's going to have an amazing display.
And this is what I equate this. You remember when Gandalf the Grey was pretty cool, but he died and he came back as Gandalf the White?
No.
This is like Bill dying, and he's going to come back as Bill the White.
I just love how that was a great... I love that, but Pete totally derailed it because you're like, you know how when Gandalf the Grey came back as Gandalf the White, Pete goes, no.
No, because he hasn't seen,
Lord of the Rings.
Oh, I was going to say I haven't seen Harry Potter. So.
Which is a lie.
I'm sure that was... No, I really haven't.
Bill sells me...
That's Magneto, right?
They're both Magneto.
Yep. Yep.
No, they're not. Magneto was not in. Sorry.
Bill sells me...
That's stupid.
...a great amount of toys. And how crazy...
All Joe?
No, all over the place. Yes, I would say 75... Yeah, there was a little bit of turtles.
Was there? Yeah. How the hell did he have turtles?
No vintage. You know, just some modern stuff he picked up. Like a Leonardo at a... I don't know, Toys R Us or something. I don't know. Bill picked up a little bit of everything.
Yeah.
But I will tell you, he picked up some really high-end stuff that made it into this lot, which is going to be fun to talk about. So, I bought just a few pieces. I'm going to be honest with you guys. I have not opened all the boxes Bill sold me. I mean, because I just trust Bill.
Right, of course.
And I can tell you, what I've seen already is, like, I'm very happy with this. And I also, from Sean from Canada, Jean, I have not, and there's some totes I still even that, I don't, because he had a number on the side of the tote, I opened the tote, kind of looked and saw what was in it and said, yeah, I'll take it, okay? So that's just how it worked. All right, so.
So can I come over this week and can I help you? Because I like doing this shit.
Yeah, you can, for sure, dude.
So.
For sure. I don't know where we're going to sit, but because it's that much shit.
That's awesome.
All right, so I just brought a few things from these lots, just a few things that I saw that I was like, I want to bring them and just talk about them because the toy podcast would be fun.
Right.
This is from the Joe Crazy Bill lot, and this is a Bandai SH figure.
Mine.
Bruce Lee.
Mine, in yellow, though, specifically.
In yellow.
I want the one with the yellow here.
Really?
Yeah.
Me too, that's why I brought it for my
that's why I brought this for my personal collection.
Yeah, and I have no idea what the value is on it yet. I wouldn't surprise me if it's high, but it's a cool figure. Absolutely right. Cool.
You don't want that.
It's not Freddie Mercury, but it's good.
True, but that's what you're talking about, that quality,
right.
Though. I think this is one that might make it into my collection. We'll see.
I wish they'd do a Freddie Mercury, but like the Live Aid Freddie Mercury in the tank top with the studded armband.
And yeah.
That would be pretty cool.
Yeah.
Next, this came from Sean in Canada, and this was an interesting one because I'd never seen it before.
I don't know what that is.
This is a Nickelodeon Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles collector's case.
So NECA basically re-released the vintage-looking style.
Okay, so is there a vintage one that looks just like that?
No, there is a vintage one that exists that is the same.
Okay,
you know what I mean, but it doesn't. It's not exactly like that. No.
Ooh!
Oh my god!
Oh, are those what they're just re-releasing now? That's the original San Diego Comic-Con one?
This is the original San Diego Comic-Con.
How much can I buy that for from you?
You can't. I've decided I'm going to start charging Travis rent for being in my shop.
Just for walking in the door?
Yeah, just for being
Dude,
here.
Dude, I need that.
So, this is a set of the four turtles, and on the bottom... So, here's what the best part about this, okay? So Justin grabs the two Turtles box. There's this, and there's that beautiful turtle set that Pete got. I think from Michael, wasn't
Michael
it?
Michael, right? Yep.
That one.
The movie figures.
And that was a... What was that? Was that San Diego Comic Con?
Yeah, it was San Diego Comic Con.
Well. All right.
Yep. There was two versions of that. One with the big...
Yes.
Cardboard.
And that's what he's got, the big cardboard one. Okay. Yes, yep.
Yeah, wow.
So, you know, another beautiful thing, you know, that Pete's got too. And so this, Justin opens that and, I mean, looks at that, knows what that one is, and he opens this and sees this, and Justin goes, eh. And the other one was actually cheaper. The guy had it marked cheaper than this one. Justin goes, eh, I'll take this one. Because, you know, I said, either one, I don't care. It's up to you. I liked them both, you know.
$25.99. I'll give you $30 right now. I'm not lying. That's what it says.
That is for what it just says. The case.
What?
For just the case, probably.
I didn't read it. I just looked at the number.
So,
all right.
I end up, and then the guy goes, oh, let me show you what's cool about this. And of course, pulls out the first tray. And Justin's like, dang it.
Because there's way more turtles in there than it looks like there is.
Yes. It just, you know, if you open the top, it looks like the four turtles went
in. How much you got to have?
I can't say that for sure yet.
That's $250 all day.
That's, you know, it was about the range of what it was selling. It was $250. So, yeah. So, I mean, that's, it's a pretty cool piece.
Very cool.
Yeah.
I would realistically give you a hand job for that. If I'm only being honest. So.
Yeah. It is beautiful.
And nice. I would give you a hand job, and I would give you the two sets that I have, so you get half your figures back. Along with a hand job.
Ooh.
So.
You know what would be interesting, though, too? Let's see if we can put Amanda on the table here a little bit.
Oh, she will. She's a slut. She will. Sorry. Yeah, that was a joke. I was being funny. That's not true. Ooh, I need that, too.
That's cool.
From Joe Crazy Bill's lot, Marvel Universe Legends, Uncanny X-Force, The Fall of Archangel. And this...
Archangel.
Archangel. And this is...
The Fall of Education in the U.S.
This is a 2012 San Diego Comic-Con. I've wanted this for a long time. It's a $300 piece.
Yeah.
You know, and maybe that's come down a little bit. I doubt it. It's just beautiful. And like I said...
Every figure in that is just a standout that... That art, you can't touch that Archangel. You just can't. It's mag fucking magnificent.
And it's in the package, so you really can't touch it.
Well, you can touch the package.
You can touch the package.
But you know, and I'm willing to touch your package for that.
I made it for you.
Exactly. Yep.
You don't. You could leave it in the package and still enjoy the one.
I'm probably going to leave it in the package.
I would.
Because, you know, I've got all the San Diego. I'm only missing, if I keep this one and another one that I got from Bill in that lot, I only have one left, I think, that I need, and that's the Thunderbolts one, which is probably a higher dollar, too, but it's not horrible.
I'm going to buy that Thunderbolts one, and then you're going to come off that neck of turtles thing just straight up. And a hand job from Amanda.
So, cool set. Super excited. Like I said, I haven't gone through all of the stuff that Bill sent me, so I got to think there's going to be a lot more that... That I'm going to look at and go, I don't know how I'm going to sell it. You know, so we'll see. And then last but not least,
Oh, fuck me. 3.25.
For the Thunderbolts one? Yeah.
And that's a quick search. That's one glance. Yeah. That's, you know, but.
That doesn't surprise me. You got to remember those. They ran probably 100 at San Diego Comic Con. It's limited release.
Right. They're
you know?
Never going to do them again. Yeah. Not like that, at least.
No, not in that box.
Right.
You know, they've done some of the figures again, but not, you know, so I don't know. We'll see. Last but not least, there's quite a bit in here, but I just wanted to go through them real quick. Jean in Canada had some loose figures.
Ooh, I see some.
And these are all going to be Masters of the Universe.
Masters of the Universe classics.
Yep.
I'm going to go to the bathroom. Okay. I'm just kidding.
All right, so I'll take them out. And how we're going to do this is, Pete is going to try and ID them, and then Steve will correct him or say agreed. But I'm going to do this quick. Okay?
Right out of the gate, I have no idea, Steven.
You know what? This one's name is escaping me myself.
Oh my!
No! Yeah. He just came to me, Slushhead.
Yeah.
Okay. Wow. I don't know. I don't know.
Octavia.
Okay.
Horde member with some arms.
Ah, this is HIV.
This is HIV. This is Mosquito.
Mosquito. Yeah, no idea.
Oh gosh, his name's escaping me. You know what?
Is it Karg or not Karg?
No, it's not Karg. It's New Adventures.
Purple face guy.
Purple face. He's the guy with the fishing pole.
It looks like a mutant, kind of.
I mean, obviously He-Man.
Ooh, nice.
But I don't know specifically. His armor is different.
Flying Fist He-Man.
Flying Fist He-Man. This is a cool figure.
He is cool.
Winged, which is not a very common He-Man thing, from what I know at least.
There's a few.
He's kind of got the Hordak looking.
He is a
thing.
Horde symbol. I can't think of his name. I have him.
Hey, Trap Jaw.
But it's a. He's one of the Harpy guys.
And this figure I do like too. I like that Trap Jaw.
Oh, Trap Jaw. This is a Filmation Trap Jaw. This is
that looks like some sort of a space Tila.
New Adventure She-Ra.
That's what I said. Yay! That is a furry ass Grizzlore. There
is a Grizzlore.
Hair's all fucked.
Okay.
Roboto.
Roboto. Yes, that is Roboto. Let me check him out.
It's got a little crack.
Yeah, they do. That's a common thing with Roboto, that his clear plastic thing will be cracked.
I've never in my life seen that figure before.
Oh, this is Sarad.
I'm going to tell you, I love this figure.
Oh, it's awesome.
This is a robotic Skeletor.
It is a New Adventure Skeletor, or Galactic Skeletor, as they call them in the line, because it's pretty cool.
And last,
Korg from Guardians of the Galaxy.
Is it like Craxus or something along those lines?
Yeah, it is.
That's a cool figure.
I thought it was cool.
It's a cool sculpt with a rock beard.
Oh, yeah, very cool.
That's really neat.
He's a cool, cool figure.
To give you an idea, though, how...
Do you have all these, Steven?
Every one of them.
Do you really?
Yep.
Okay.
Then in here is like just some Star Wars Black stuff. But to give you an idea how good this guy's prices were, I just want to show you a few of these to show you what he knew.
That's $1.
Yeah.
$1. And that's a dollar on a dollar on a Captain Phasma.
Yep. Dollar on a Captain Phasma.
Now these are Black Series and they're the what I would say lower valued ones.
Right. Kanan. Kanan and we just said her. Phasma.
So but to get reasonable priced, you know, I mean that was great. And that's it.
So, there was a Hulkbuster.
Yes.
He does not have the Hulkbuster anymore. He actually traded it for a My First Buddy. So, with the original bibs and hair was in good shape.
Yeah, okay, so My Buddy?
Yeah, My Buddy.
What's going on with that, Trav?
He's going to put it on a shelf. Because he's not a fucking dumbass that gets rid of a beautiful Hulkbuster.
So, this collection that I bought had probably, I want to say, anywhere from 8 to 15 Hot Toys and Sideshow figures.
Any Predator?
No.
Okay.
Is there a Hot Toy Predator?
Yes.
Oh, yeah, and I want it really, really bad.
I can't imagine that being cheap.
There's a bunch of them.
They're right down in the, they're the same as the other ones.
Really?
They're right in that 225, 250 range.
Mm.
When they come out on eBay afterward, obviously they're higher.
Yeah.
The Berserker one is the one that I want.
Yeah, I can see those being cool. No, this guy was a Star Wars Marvel DC guy. So.
Okay.
And Wonder Woman?
Punisher?
Yep, there was a Wonder Woman. Justin got it.
Punisher?
Mm. No Punisher.
That's cool?
I think the Punisher one, I don't know if Punisher one's out yet, is it?
I'm not positive.
Yeah, because they did do a... they did a Netflix Punisher, I think, didn't they?
Yeah, Barenthal Punisher.
And I don't think it's out, but I could be wrong.
I'm not sure.
I'm sorry, did you get Deadpool?
Yeah.
Justin.
So maybe Justin got all the good shit.
Apparently.
Oh, I got the Hulkbuster.
Wow. Well, how much you want?
And the Hulk. I got the Gladiator Hulk, not the...
Not the Hulk that came with the Hulkbuster?
I mean, that is meant to go with it, yeah.
They were in a set?
No.
Mm-mm. Oh, no. The set was something else you traded.
Banner.
It was Banner and Hulk.
Yeah, because it was three total Hot Toys for that dumpster fire go-to. Yeah, that's right. Okay.
I think it was two?
Yeah, it was three.
Oh, what was it?
Hulkbuster, Banner, and Hulk.
Oh, you're right.
Yeah.
I was thinking two boxes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And your soul, apparently. Right. Yeah, so I am kind of struggling with that because I've always said that I wanted that Hulkbuster, but then it was weird. You got it. And I was like, ah, Steve's got it. I can just look at it there and everything. I would never have paid $800 for it.
No.
Never. I would never have done that.
Well, if it would be $75 like he did, that's a sweet deal. So.
Not quite, but not quite. $350.
Oh, I was being funny. I knew that it was $350, but I wasn't going to reveal.
Oh, all right, I gotcha.
That's none of my damn business.
Yeah.
Not on the podcast.
I'll give you $5.
Why would I do that? I can sell it for $1,000.
$12.
Yeah, but it's a pain in the ass. Shipping.
I'm not going to ship it anywhere. I'm going to take it to a show.
You think you're going to find somebody at a show that's going to buy that?
Yeah. You found a...
I was saying there's an asshole for every seat.
You there's a guy that found a dummy that would trade one for a piece of shit.
That was the smartest thing. I traded it for a high-end, super rare figure, and you're just stumbling upon Hulkbusters, and I'm going to get one from you for $500.
No, you're not.
No.
Six.
I offered him six and a quarter.
Why wouldn't you do it for six? You're making all kinds of money, and it's no fuss, no muss.
No.
You don't even have to carry that heavy bastard.
It is heavy.
Yeah, I know.
Cool box comes in, too.
Yeah,
I don't remember ever seeing your box.
I've showed you my box before.
It's pretty cool.
Corey better bust out their box. You think he's going to come up with a Hulkbuster?
It's pretty cool.
They're out there. People are giving them away. $350.
This guy had really good prices. He knew what he was doing. If you want to sell a lot like that, your price has got to be right.
Now what?
Well, now I will have toys for like the next 5 Thanks UPS guys. But the hard part's going to be figuring out what I can really keep. You know, that is the hard part. Hot Toys are wonderful. I love your Hot Toys. I know they're beautiful toys, and I think they are top of the line collector kind of stuff. I just, like, room wise, I mean, you guys have been in my room.
Right.
Where the hell are they going? And there's nothing in my room that I would give up collection wise to have Hot Toys. Nothing.
I would say, though, that if you were going to have any hot toy that would fit in with the other, the Hulkbuster is the one to have.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because the other ones, you need something else to kind of fit that scale. Because being Hulkbuster, you don't.
Yeah.
You know?
It just can be itself right. In the corner. Right. Yeah.
And you're a Hulk guy.
Yeah.
You know? So you keep the World War Hulk, you put him next to the Hulkbuster, you call it a day.
We'll see.
I can't afford to buy it from you, no matter what you charge for it. I just want to support you in any way so Steven doesn't get it. Because I want Steven to continue to look at that one head of a toy that he bought and keep thinking, man, I could have a Hulkbuster. So.
Had a Hulkbuster. No biggie.
So, TVs, movies, and trailers. A lot going on. Coming up on Endgame. We're all excited about that. People want to talk spoilers, and I tell them to eat ass because I don't want to know anything. I want to go and enjoy it, and I want to live it. I want to be in the moment.
And Pete actually does like to eat ass.
Wow. Depends on, you know, she's cute.
So what else are we talking about? We got Endgame. There's really nothing to talk about. We all want to see it. There was another trailer that just dropped, I think I saw, and I didn't even watch it because at this point, sometimes when I get close to the movies, I'm like, screw it. I don't want to see it anymore. I'm just going to wait for the damn movie.
I agree with you.
And Travis is texting.
The Boys trailer dropped today, which Travis and I are super excited about. Steve doesn't really care. But that comes out June 26th on Amazon. So that looks to be awesome. And
brutal.
Absolutely brutal.
Brutal.
But the one guy whose head explodes, like, what a way to go.
You know what I mean? What a way. I mean, if you're going to go,
that's how I want to go. Ooh. If my head's going to explode, I want it to be.
I'm guessing you didn't watch it, Steven.
Nope.
No. So that's a Garth Ennis trade comic run. 10 or 11 trades in the series. Brilliant writing. It's Garth Ennis. It's amazing. Seth Rogen took the realm of that just like he did with Preacher, and they got it on Amazon, so super excited. Let's talk about Star Wars. So the last Skywalker.
No, the Rise of Skywalker.
I know. I was trying to be funny. So the trailer was lackluster in my opinion. I would not have, without asking questions, I would not have known who was laughing at the end. I'm excited to go to the movies with you guys because I enjoy socially going to the movies, but that trailer didn't do anything for me. So,
I could see that. I could see that trailer not doing anything for you. The trailers for me, I would say it was better than I expected. I was glad to see a few things. Now, I still think this movie could be a dumpster fire, but the trailer did not throw gas on that fire, if that makes any sense, in my opinion. I thought a lot of my problems with The Last Jedi are that I thought it kind of shit on everything else and looked like they were going to go in a direction where they were going to continue to shit on the Skywalker saga. And this right here, right in the title, they're saying, hey, Skywalker, at least the name Skywalker, is very relevant to the story yet, and it should be because this is going to wrap it up. I did like a lot of the Skywalker, the Luke Skywalker commentary. It gave me a little hope. One of the reasons I do not think Rey is the greatest character, I actually like Rey, and I like Daisy Ridley as Rey. I do not like the fact that she seems to be able to do everything and has never been taught anything. And I do like that Skywalker, the voiceover says, hey, you know, we've passed on all we know. That tells me maybe between the last time we've seen her and now, somebody's actually showed her something. You know, the thousand generations lives in you. This is your fight now. Now, that's a great handoff. That is a great handoff, and that's what I was looking for and hoping for all along. Not just somebody who shows up and everything she can just do. So there was that, and then I thought the scene of her jumping over the TIE fighter, I thought that was pretty cool. Now I'm going to hate that scene if I find out that this movie starts 2 seconds after the last movie and she never even got her third lesson from Luke Skywalker when he was alive. Then I'm going to hate that scene. But if she's a fully trained, been taught by maybe even multiple past Jedis of the thousand generations, now I'm going to be like, yeah, that's badass. That's my opinion. So there's that. I thought it was curious. Kylo in the woods, that almost looks like he's fighting he's definitely fighting in a woods with stormtroopers. And it looks like he almost kills, it's possible, and I've heard people say this, that he killed a Knight of Ren there.
That's, it kind of looked like that to me, but it's so hard to tell.
And maybe we're going to actually hear who the Knights of Ren are and learn something about them. Cool scenes that they showed there, really liked at the end, and then I thought that the icing on the cake was Luke saying, no one ever really dies or goes away. Whatever he says there, it's along those lines, and then we hear the Emperor's laugh, and now I'm like, okay, we are tying this shit back together. Emperor was behind this. It should end with the Emperor. The Emperor was there from the start. The Emperor pulled the strings this whole time, and to have the Emperor come back at the end, I think is completely fitting, and I am excited about that. So, this movie has shown me that there is potential for me to actually go out of the sequel trilogy actually liking it. So I was happy. That's how I feel. Travis, you haven't weighed in.
I think it looks... It excited me, but I don't... It didn't, like, blow my doors off or anything like that. I really don't feel anything for either any of those characters anymore. The last movie killed it for me. All three character arc-wise. Probably the person I like the most in this is Kylo.
Kylo is, yeah, I see that too. He's the one I care about the most.
And he's still kind of, just because they flipped right back into him being kind of whiny at the end there, you know, it kind of drove me nuts. But, you know, when Luke, with the Luke scene, you know, I'm just, I really want to talk about the much more exciting Star Wars thing that is coming. And that is The Mandalorian. That's what I really want to talk about.
I've never really thought it was that exciting of an instrument. I mean, it complements guitars and banjos well, but it is what it is, I guess.
We were obviously able to watch the trailer. I wouldn't even say trailer. It was more like a sneak peek.
Yeah.
But unfortunately, it was filmed. Someone filmed it there and, you know, put it on YouTube. So it's shitty.
Right.
The quality's shitty. But it looks really exciting to me. It looks like a bounty hunter gun, like a...
It's a Wild West.
Western. Yeah, you know, and...
It's four on one. I like those odds.
Yeah, and...
That was a cool line.
And, I mean, you guys know who's playing him, right? You know who the main character is?
I don't.
The Viper. Oh, that wasn't what he was called. Was he called the Viper?
Yeah, I think it was. The Mountain and the Viper, wasn't it?
Yeah, the Mountain and the guy that played the Viper. And
no, that's...
Not the Viper. It was...
The Hound?
No. The guy that... The Hound.
Dorn.
Yes. Okay. Yes, him. And I loved him not only in Game of Thrones, but I really loved him in the Secret... What's the Secret Service one? The
Kingsman,
yes.
He's in the Kingsman?
He was the other... He's in the second one. He's the guy with the lasso. Dude, he's very good at accents, so you can't... You when you see it, you don't... He's the other Kingsman, the American Kingsman with the lasso, who ends up at the end being the bad guy.
Oh. I don't think... Well, I haven't seen that movie, the second one.
That's good. Spoiler.
Yeah. So... I'm excited about The Mandalorian. I'm actually excited about everything that they're going to do on the Disney platform. I think that that's where the future of Star Wars is going to be.
Is that where The Mandalorian is going to be?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's going to be, I believe, a 10-part series.
Did you see all the people that are directing?
Favreau.
Chidiwidi.
Who?
Ichiwichi.
Who?
The guy that did Thor Ragnarok.
Oh, him. I wasn't aware of him, but I know Dave Filoni is involved. Dave Filoni is a Star Wars genius behind the Clone Wars, behind Rebels. Got his hands in that new Resistance show, which I've got no interest in watching for some reason, but I probably will someday. But if Dave Filoni's involved, that guy knows Star Wars, and if Favreau's involved, that guy is just an amazing director. And from what I've seen, it looks like he knows Star Wars. I'm excited about the new Cassian Ando series that is rumored, and I am really hoping that the rumors of the Ewan McGregor...
But they Obi-Wan, did not announce that.
No, that has not been announced. They've been teasing us with that one, and you hear these things over and over and over with that, but I am really hoping that ends up on Netflix, too. I would love to see that. I think that's what I'd be most excited for.
I didn't realize The Mandalorian was a series.
Yes. Yeah.
Okay. That Pedro Pascal, who we're talking about,
mm-hmm.
He's also in Triple Frontier.
Oh, yeah, I knew that.
I want to watch
I haven't watched it yet.
It looks awesome.
It does look
good. It's on my list. That and The Highwaymen.
I watched The Highwaymen last night. Great.
Was it good?
I've heard great things about it. So
good.
Mm-hmm. You haven't seen Shazam yet, but I thought it was great.
I loved it, too. It doesn't, crack my top 100 movies or anything like that, but it was really fun. I felt like it was geared, advertised much more as, a family movie. But I've had some people talk to me and say that it scared their kids.
Oh, I would not have brought... I mean, we brought Piper, our 4-year-old, because we thought it was going to be...
Fun.
But no, that was... I would not have brought her had I known that.
Yeah. So. And don't get me... It's not horrible or anything.
No, but it's... But
no blood. Four. Yeah. But the monsters in it are...
Right.
Awesome.
Yeah, they did a great job of them.
Yeah. They're basically awesome.
The 7 Deadly Sins.
Yes.
So...
So it was fun. There was, there was one scene in it that really bothered me, and this is gonna be dumb. It's gonna make me sound like Steve.
We need a spoiler alert.
No, gonna make me sound like Steve. When the bus is falling off the road,
yep.
And he goes to save it, when he's lightning hands, and the bus falls and he catches it. And do you know what he's holding when he catches it?
The bus.
But where? The glass. His hands are on the glass.
It's just a movie.
Holding the bus.
With three people's faces.
With three people's faces stuck on the other side of it.
Right.
Why should that bother you? And his
hands are on the glass.
That shouldn't bother you.
Both hands. one can't be holding on to metal. I mean, they both gotta be. And I know the whole scene is ridiculous. Right. I totally get it.
Bad. You know what I mean?
Years.
It was a fun movie.
It was fun. And it was it had a cool message, and it was good. I really enjoyed it. Bad guy was good.
Yeah.
He's good. Really.
Oh, he's a great actor.
Yeah.
Yep.
So.
But it's funny. It's DC. How in the world do they mess up Batman versus Superman? They messed that up royally. And I liked the movie. you know, they're still, but it, no. They messed it up.
Yeah, they screwed it up.
They messed it up.
That movie's not
good.
And
they fucking D-list Shazam from the 70s and they make this epic movie.
Yeah. And do good with Aquaman.
And Wonder Woman. Yeah. You know, I mean, yeah. I mean, because Wonder Woman as a comic, that never interests me. You know, and neither did Aquaman. Shazam, I actually was a character I actually kind of enjoyed growing up. But, I mean, these three movies...
Is he a kid that transforms in the comic
as
well?
Yes, yes. It's a little bit... I almost want to say it's a little bit sadder of a story in the comics, but it always depends who writes it, too, of course. Right. They did take liberties with stuff, you know...
I did think the original Shazam, the black guy, I thought they kind of made him look a little hokey. You know?
Yeah.
But...
No. Sinbad?
No.
Merlin? He isn't Shazam, but you know, there's a fun little scene in there that when he talks to him about how the seven deadly sins were released because they gave their power to a champion, and that champion used the power for revenge and released the seven deadly sins, that's Black Adam. That's The Rock.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Is Black Adam going to talk about himself in third person? So Black Adam
dude,
says...
I doubt it. But Black Adam is a mean dude.
Where has he been? Where have we seen him?
We haven't. He's been cast. He was cast before this guy was cast.
Oh, see, I didn't know that.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
So DC's got more... Okay.
Yes. And now, especially with this doing well and The Rock being The Rock, I think what we're going to see is kind of like what we saw with the Scorpion King, where they did that, went back in time, kind of and told the Scorpion King story.
Right.
I think they're going to do that with Black Adam. I think they're going to go, now DC is going to put a Black Adam movie out that's going to tell the story of the first champion.
Oh, okay.
And it won't even be...
When you say Adam, is it A-T-O-M or
no,
A-D-A-M?
No, A-D-M. Adam. Like Adam.
That's just weird.
Yeah.
Interesting. All right, well, we should talk about something we all saw. Game of Thrones.
Oh, yes.
I don't think we should spoil anything. What do you think?
I don't think there's really anything to spoil. Yeah.
So I had a couple people on Facebook complaining, and I was kind of, you know, this, that, and I'm like, they had to reintroduce everybody. You had to find out where everybody, because who, I mean, we saw everybody that we wanted to see.
Except for Brienne.
Okay. Yeah. I didn't catch that. Oh. But
I don't.
But we saw all the Starks. We saw the Hound. We saw Mountain. We saw all the Lannisters that are still living. You know, we saw the dragons. You know, we saw the Greyjoys. I mean, it's...
The Night King.
You know, the Night King.
We didn't see him.
Right, but...
He had a cool scene, even though he wasn't in it. But, I loved it, and I cannot wait.
Did you see the meme? Somebody did a GoFundMe for a ramp
out of
Winterfell. So, because Bran's been there stuck for a whole season. So they've raised like $89,000. Towards his GoFundMe to build a ramp so he can get out and see the world.
I gotta say, I think he's my least favorite character.
Oh my god,
he's annoying.
He just
everybody
sucks.
Hates that
and
character.
He just
don't
stares.
I do think it's coming. I do think he's finally going to start putting things in motion and being a little bit more interesting. Because I've hated him for a long time.
I thought that end scene was super great and super
appropriate.
I thought that was a great way to cap off the episode.
Yeah, it was great. And I'm trying to think, I was talking to someone who didn't quite grasp why that scene had the gravity that it did. I'm like, dude,
that's where it all started.
Yeah. That's the first episode, man. Yeah, so I thought that was really fun. And I'm looking forward to seeing where it goes. It's an amazing show, but I do feel like it is a show that they have a very hard road ahead of them, because there is a lot of things that fans are going to expect. Okay, and now it doesn't mean it has to go the way you want it. Okay, but fans are expecting the Hound and the Mountain to fight. Okay, and like I said,
I want to see the Mountain's face.
Yeah. I would be okay if the Mountain even kills the Hound. I don't want that. I love the Hound. But at least they gave us the fight.
But if the Mountain were to kill the Hound and then Arya kills the Mountain.
Yeah.
I mean, I was watching an interview. Nikolai Coster-Waldau, who plays Jaime Lannister, the Kingslayer, was on Kimmel. And he said, hey, I'd like to read some fan theories to you. And I'm going to watch your face. Because you're going to give it all away, you know, and they kind of laughed about it. And so they read some, and he said, I got to ask you, you've obviously read a lot of these on the internet as well. Is anybody right? And he said, there's a lot of people who are guessing things right. But he said, I've never read one. And all the people, the cat, everybody I've talked to, nobody has ever read one that was 100% correct. Mm. Which makes me think, that's awesome. Mm-hmm. You know?
Yeah.
And he said, I read it. And he goes, and I'm pissed off because they didn't give me a paper copy. They have an app now where it all comes electronically. Like, there's no paper. He's like, I've got the first 7 on my shelf. Like, I wanted 8, but nope, doesn't exist.
Oh.
He goes, and I like to make notes and stuff, but it's all electronic, and then it disappears. You know, you can't get to it anymore than you can get to it again. And but it was kind of a neat, it was like, is that a neat little interview? But he said that I read the script. He said, I immediately emailed the two creators, the two guys that wrote do the show portion. And he said, well done. He said, you could not have ended this a better way. And he's like, I can't wait for people to see it. So that was, I thought that was really kind of cool. So
Ned Stark is coming back. That's what I think's happening. Sean Bean. Back. Head sewed on. Taking names.
I just want to see a dead Baratheon just banging prostitutes and killing boars. That's just what I want.
You know, they're doing a... There is another one in production. Game of Thrones.
No.
When this ends, they're already working on a prequel, either a prequel or even like 1,000 years in advance, or there is going to be another Game of Thrones.
Ooh.
But it's going to be different. It'll be the same, like, families probably, but...
Right.
And even me, I'm like, man, even just a young Ned Stark and Baratheon and that story, you know, and oh man, that would be fun.
The
young Jaime who kills the, you know, I mean,
seeing him kill the Mad King.
Mm-hmm.
I will say, you know, again, trying to kind of keep spoilers out of it, but I had totally forgotten about Tully's dead brother. Until that scene happened.
Yeah.
And I went, oh my God. I was like, oh my God. It was a sucker punch right to the gonads, man.
Beautiful show. If you're not watching Game of Thrones, you're doing it wrong.
Right. You're living life wrong.
You're doing it wrong, Matthew Rodriguez.
You know, and Matthew Rodriguez, so this asshole doesn't watch Game of Thrones, right? And this guy thinks Andrew Garfield was the best Spider-Man. He's all sorts of wrong.
I don't know. I don't know how
he collects Waterworld action figures and, you know, Prince of Thieves.
Andrew Garfield.
I don't know. He was a pretty good Spider-Man.
I loved him as Spider-Man, but he's not the best Spider-Man.
He's not. Tom Holland
is the best Spider-Man. Sorry,
hands down.
I don't know about that.
Tobey Maguire
might be the best.
Is garbage.
Garbage.
Oh yeah, he's garbage.
Steven.
I don't know.
Tom Holland
is good.
Tom Holland is great.
I like them all. I think that they all bring something good.
That's enough, Travis. We don't want to hear anymore.
Right. All right. Moving on.
No, I was calling him Travis because he was trying to find the good in something.
Wait, that's hurtful.
It was supposed to be.
So are we reading the names of the people who care about us yet?
Yeah, we'll close out the show with that. So
we're almost there. We're not quite there yet.
Oh, jeez. I got to go home.
And you?
I'm tired.
Well, you got to be to work on time tomorrow? You're quitting that job. Fuck them. Show up when
that's
you want
That's true.
To.
That's true.
Yeah, just don't go. Just don't go at that time.
Go in dress like Travis tomorrow.
Rubber boots.
Yeah.
Oh, Crocs. Probably be better.
Yep, Crocs.
So, in the support group, I posted a picture and said, the boys are hitting it tonight. Any questions, thoughts, or concerns? Did you not see this, Steven?
I didn't.
Oh.
And you seem to be yelling really loud.
The picture I posted was this bottle.
Extends! Was I not supposed to say it?
Oh, you can say it.
That's Extends.
Yeah, that's so fine.
Could use a couple of that.
Yep. Number one brand now in fast acting liquid. Pleasure Performance Male Enhancement.
I've drank 3 of those, and my penis still isn't as big as the little bottle. So I don't. I'm not going to be a spokesperson for them by any stretch of the imagination.
So when I posted this, I was just looking for a funny picture on my phone.
Right.
And at first, I thought, I'll find something of Steven. I got plenty of funny pictures of him.
Right.
But that was the first one that popped up, and I'm like, oh yeah, why did I? Oh yeah, because I drank one of those the other day, and then my wife went to bed.
Aww, but yeah. It doesn't give you a boner. It's supposed to make you bigger, right?
Yeah, supposedly. Right. I mean, it's supposed to.
So when work? You were pulling on it later,
did you hit the cervix?
Was it bigger? She went to bed.
She went to bed.
Oh
no, I mean like she I'm went sorry. To bed.
I thought you were a real man. I didn't think that stopped you.
No, so. It did that night. So, are we ready?
Always.
Thomas Reinberg. I'm concerned about Pete's health. Please, God, don't let anything happen to him. Referring to the last episode, sneeze-cough attack.
Oh. Well, thank you for your concern. So, but I'm fine, thank you.
It was weird.
It was really weird. David Wade, my cousin. What other flavors are available? Asking for a friend. Black cherry extends. I mean, I don't know, but I'm sure there's some other ones. Liz Curry said, who needs it most?
The extends?
Yeah. Me?
I don't know. We haven't all lined them up. I mean, we've all seen Travis's, but me and Pete all haven't right. seen each other, and Travis hasn't seen me, but you've probably seen Pete. Right. Nobody's seen me.
I'm going to be honest. Pete and I have been naked together numerous times. And you and I have been naked together.
Right.
Yeah, we have.
And you got pants. We all saw your balls. Remember, you got pants to Travis's living room.
I got great big balls.
You got big old hangers, man.
Yeah. Oh, they've been hanging.
So like when he walks, they tick like a big grandfather clock.
My suspension ain't what it used to be.
Right. You know who has...
use a lift.
You know who has little boy balls?
No.
I mean, like, Dave Hunt. His balls are tiny.
But he's big enough to helicopter.
True. So. It is weird. Liz, Pete said it's him. We don't really know. I mean, but guess what? You can find out.
Yeah, you can.
Matt said, thanks for the invite.
I said, because that's what all needy bitches say.
And Pete says it the most.
Right.
I said, come on up, Matt. Six-ish. And he said, I wish. To which Joe Crazy Bill said, so, 7:45, Steve's time?
Bullshit.
Luke Kulikamp said, which underdeveloped comic property would you like to see made into a summer blockbuster? And which of your friends would you cast in? What role if you're making it yourself? Matt then followed up with, screw that, they need to cast the movie Infinity War. So, let's answer the first part of Luke's.
Saga.
Yes, Saga. I'm with East to West. East to West for me. Because you're going to get Saga, I'm going to get East to West. I'm going to enjoy both of them. Right.
Jupiter's
Legacy?
Yeah Legacy.
Circle. Yep.
Circle. Yep, good call. And then if we were going to cast Infinity War with our friend group.
With our friend group.
Yes.
Okay. Oh, man.
How about we do this? We don't even put ourselves in it. Just our friends.
Just our friends.
Yeah. Just our friends.
So,
let's just go the big hitters first. Captain America.
Captain America of our friends. Wow.
God. Iron Man has to be Rodriguez. Arrogant, chest puffed out.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean?
That sounds good.
Yep.
Yep, a peacock for sure.
Oh, yeah.
Rodriguez is Iron Man.
Who do we have that is very wholesome? Because Captain America's got to be a guy that doesn't swear. You know what I mean?
How about Ben Yeager? And I know you, Steve doesn't know him. And he even know him loosely, right?
Yeah, but you know, yeah.
He's my Captain America.
I could see that. I could definitely see that.
Justice War Machine. Kind of awkward. Everybody just wants him to die.
Wow.
I am so rubbing off on you. I love that.
Wow. Ooh, wow. Hulk.
Hulk, who's... Oh, wow. Old man Kyle.
Oh, yeah. Gets all angry. Oh, yeah. Yeah, I totally with you on that. Mm-hmm. Vision. It's got to be somebody that's kind of robotic.
Robotic?
Yeah. Android-ish.
You know what? As far as intellect,
mm-hmm.
I would say Joe Crazy Bill.
Hey, smart guy, yeah.
Because he can use that. We say something about a Joe, well, actually, and he can recite all that information. You know, yeah. I can see that.
Chris Middlecamp.
Oh, yeah, Chris Middlecamp can do it.
Easy one. Rocket Raccoon.
Yeah.
Because of his attitude?
Yeah, and he's little.
Oh, man.
Honestly, Luke Kulikamp, it'd be Star-Lord.
Okay, yeah.
You know,
yeah.
Especially because of his question. He's got that snarky, kind of that sarcastic kind of, you know, I like that about him.
Ronnie Clark said, do they make it in grape? Pretty sure they do. Jeremy DeWitt, why doesn't anyone talk about Centurions anymore?
Centurions?
Which toy line is that?
Is that the one where they're half horse?
No.
Centaurs?
No. Oh, okay. No, 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 no. They're...
That's not the knight one, is it?
No.
Were they the chess piece?
They're robotic looking suits that they wear, I think.
Oh, it's an older one then. Is it like humanoids or?
Yeah.
Is it that?
It's an 80s property.
I can picture it in my head.
Hey, Jeremy, this is why we don't talk about it. We don't know what the fuck it is.
Because it's not memorable.
Yeah.
I guess.
Ronnie Clark said no one ever did. And then Anthony jumped in.
I mean, I could see why a Joe guy would be into that.
Oh, I hated those. I liked them when I was really young, but they're dumb.
I really wanted one when I was a kid.
Yeah, I remember as a kid, I kind of thought it was cool, but they're dumb now. Anytime I see them, I'm like, they're dumb. Jeremy Dewitt said, I'm sorry, Anthony said, Exo Squad or Mask. How come nobody talks about those? Well, you know why. It's because they're not putting any out.
All right.
We love Mask.
I just talked about Mask, and I have both of those. I own both of those
Guillermo,
in my collection.
Captain America.
Sounds good.
I could see that.
Yep, sounds good.
Yep.
Cornboy could be Thor.
Oh, yeah.
Just a sexy beast.
This big old meat hammer.
I think you'd rather be Thing.
You know what? Honestly, though, I want to change. Justice is Ulysses Claw. Always trying to take everybody's shit.
Rodney Clark said, no one ever talks about Eagle Force.
Yeah, no.
I don't know what that is.
I don't know either. I don't know. Maybe a Joe thing. Jeremy said Wheeled Warriors. I think then it just pretty much became people talking about a bunch of stupid toy lines.
Yeah. Jason the Wheeled Warrior has been brought up on this show a few times.
Yeah, we watched the thing for it.
Yeah, we did it. It was a Courtney's box.
Mm-hmm. I had one of them when I was a kid. I mean, I just was never really a Hot Wheels kind of...
Eagle Force was a 2 3/4-inch die-cast action figure military themed by Mego.
Oh, those are hideous. I've had some of those before. They're garbage.
Oh, those are dumb.
Rodney's going to be like, F these guys.
two and three quarter, is that? That's a little bit bigger than even Mask, isn't it?
It's right around there, though.
Is it?
It's about the size of my penis. Matthew Rodriguez says, has DC turned the corner with Shazam, and when is Steven going to see it?
I don't know when I'm going to see it. I'd like to.
I think they turned the corner with Aquaman.
They turned the corner with doing solo movies.
Yeah.
They turned the corner getting away from trying to do the group shit.
Yeah.
You know?
Harley and Michaela Jackson said, since Pete vapes, does that make him a homosexual?
No. The fact that he likes to suck dick makes him a homosexual.
True. That Transformers Cloud Chaser.
Yeah, that's beautiful.
That was freaking awesome.
If someone really made that, that's awesome.
That's awesome.
David Wade said, Rise of Skywalker teaser, were you teased? And we hit that. Yeah. It got you excited big time, didn't it?
No, not. I wouldn't say it got me excited big time.
Yeah.
I thought it was going to be a dumpster fire, and now I think it might be okay.
Good. Ron said, why the hell do none of you sell online?
I do sometimes.
Working on it.
Lazy.
eBay.
Working on it.
Steve does, eBay.
We have a website. We own a website for that exact thing.
Joe Ryan said, are you guys excited for Galaxy's Edge? Who's going first, and can you get me a Hondo Android 3-pack?
I will be there first.
Hmm?
I will be there first.
What?
Yeah, but that's not really Galaxy's Edge, is it?
What?
It's not going to be this. It's not the same thing, is it?
What the fuck are we talking about?
The Disney Star Wars park. Yes, it is the same thing.
So it's going to be the exact same thing? I thought Disney World is like 10 times bigger than Disneyland.
Yeah, but I think the Galaxy's Edge, I could be wrong in this, I think the Galaxy's Edge version at Disneyland is actually bigger than it's going to be at World. But I could be wrong on that. But I'm pretty sure I heard that.
Oh.
Because they're doing the big opening is at Land. It's not at World.
Oh.
The big, like, huge grand opening thing.
All right.
And I am planning on going to that when I am at PowerCon in August.
Yes. Don't expect him to get you anything, Joe. Carl said, hey, Travis, I just sent you payment for the Rock Lords. Pete can suck it.
Wait, what happened?
Ronnie Clark came back, said, question. Have you ever been scammed on eBay? If so, how much did you lose?
$25-$30. Ordered a Cobra Trooper, never got it.
I think I was $15, ordered a DVD ROM set. No, I think it was a DVD set of the history of the X-Men books put on digital format. So, like, someone had went and put all the every comic book, so you could read every comic book, you know, through, you know, whatever, mm-hmm. through your computer. And the tracking number set I got delivered to my house, it was never at my house.
Yeah.
You know, and why the hell would someone steal that? So, yeah.
I bought a either an SH Fig Arts or one of those knockoff style Avengers figures that never showed up.
So, yeah.
But they're both 14 acres. They're the same.
Oh, at okay.
each park.
Okay. Hmm.
Rohin Bahimjiani said, just talk about The Mandalorian. My questions for now have been answered, but just excited about the news. To which Chris Middlecamp replied, more excited for The Mandalorian than Episode 9.
Chris loves Mandos. He does. Always just been into the Mandos.
Bounty Hunters are
but
cool.
But honestly, what little I watched of the low quality, I was more intrigued by The Mandalorian than I was by the trailer.
Did you? And you probably didn't make it far enough into it because I think you stopped. Did you? IG-88's in it.
It's IG-11.
Oh, it is? It's not 88?
I saw that. I could be wrong. I did see a Facebook thing said everybody was excited it was IG-88 and it's really IG-11. Unless that guy was trolling. I don't know.
Joe Crazy Bill said, I was going to send a box for you guys to open on the show, but couldn't decide what to send, so I sold it all to Trav.
Nice!
Besides, everybody knows IG-88 got blown up in Shadows of Empire. Shadow of the... Yeah. Yeah. Shadow of the Empire. Video game.
And
Nintendo 64.
Wraps it up.
Thank you, everybody, for that.
All right.
So we've got to say thank you to the following supporters. Eric Bertram, Martin Layton, Ryan Davis, Kerwin and Larry, Thomas Ryberg, Kyle Moore, Matthew Covello, known as Motu Matt, Michael Redding, congratulations. He actually won a prize on a raffle to include a Mythic Legions figure on the Patreon episode that we recorded earlier. Anthony Houseel, Jose De La Mora, Harley and Michaela Jackson, David Bond, Brian Bomey, Robert Yeomans, Mike Smith, Gary the Tickle Man, Rickleman, and Mitchell McRoy, and of course, Len LaGuardia. Thank you so much to all those Patreon supporters that help us upgrade our equipment and make sure we've got storage space. And we're going to continue to do special stuff for them. If you guys want to get in on that, it'll only cost you a dollar. You can spend $5, you can spend $10. Get a chance for raffles, exclusive content, and there's some gifts that are going to be coming out in the next couple of months. Because we weren't going to let anybody pay us $10 and then give them a cool gift and have them cancel their subscription. So now that we know that they're in it to win it, we're going to get some gifts out to them. Tulip City Comic and Toy Fair at the Doubletree by Hilton in Holland, Michigan. Matthew Rodriguez's show is coming up April 28th. It's a Sunday, one-day, fun-day show. We're going to be there doing something special Saturday night and having a good time.
And I have a good feeling about this one that it's going to be epic.
I think so.
I don't know why I say that, but I really do. I think that if you live in wherever you live, you need to make the trip.
Make the trip for the Tulip City show?
Yeah, for us at the Tulip City. Isn't that what you're talking about?
Are you talking about Saturday night or talking about Sunday of the show?
I'm talking about Saturday night.
Right, but we can't talk about Saturday night, remember?
Okay.
So.
What's the first rule of Fight Club?
We're going to talk about Fight Club.
There we go.
We can talk about Saturday night.
I thought we weren't supposed to.
Well, we invited all the people that listen to our podcast.
You got super butthurt when I brought it up, so. Saturday night, we're going to be doing a live episode, just like the 100th episode at Tulip City that we did last year. We're going to do it again this year. We're going to have a live game show. There's going to be a potential performance with Matthew Rodriguez, myself, and a special guest.
That's new.
It's going to, and you'll see it when it happens. It's going to be good
show. Oh, great. I'm going to get, this is going to be, the way he smiled at me, I'm in trouble.
We have a good time. We're going to be there. It's going to start after 7 o'clock, and we're going to have some fun. For those of you that are in the support group, you guys saw a post. We asked for people that were interested in filling out a Family Feud questionnaire. So we're going to do a live game show, and we've asked people to fill out a Family Feud questionnaire. And if you want to draw two lines between those two things and figure some things out, then maybe You're absolutely right. So we'd love to have you come out and check us out, support us. Last year, there was a little bit of toy trading that went on afterward, a little bit of auction action that went on afterward. That was a lot of fun as well, and I'm sure we'll do that again this year. So that's April 27th, the day before Tulip City, which is April 28th. So thanks to everybody for all the support. Thank you, more thank you to the people that actually are willing to put their money where our balls are and support us on Patreon. So patreon.com/ my wife is going to kill me podcast. Make sure you check us out on Instagram and Twitter at wife is killing me. Facebook page, my wife is going to kill me. We have a support group that you have to ask to get into, my wife's going to kill me support group. And then we have a private page for Patreon only, that is the my wife's going to kill me podcast victims. Email us at wifeiskillingme@gmail.com. Other than that, great episode, fellas. It was a good time. Congratulations to Steve on the new job. Congratulations to Travis on the hand job. And so for your host, Stephen Bisciotti, co-host Travis Bowles, I am Pete McCarthy. And until next time, we will see you guys in the toy aisle.